Two San Antonio brothers are taking center stage at the Texas Democratic Convention as it gets underway in their hometown. Congressman Joaquin Castro will chair the convention. U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro will be the keynote speaker. In a state where Republicans control the legislature and all statewide offices, the Democrats are looking to the Castro brothers to help rebuild their state party. The 1992 yearbook at San Antonio's Thomas Jefferson High School includes side-by-side photos of two graduating seniors, Joaquin and Julian Castro, both on the tennis team and in the Latin Honor Society, identical twins decked out in sharp-looking tuxedos. About the only way you can tell them apart is Julian's thin, shadowy mustache.
And one has more of a round face, and that's Julian. And Joaquin has more of a longer face. And the one with the mole, I think, is Ashley Julian.
Retired chemistry teacher Carita Thomas remembers seating the polite, studious Castro twins on opposing sides of the room so she could remember who was who.
They were regular kids, but at the same time, you knew that they were going to do something great. They knew they wanted to finish school. They knew they wanted to do well. And they knew they wanted to go to college.
Just how the Castro brothers got from Thomas Jefferson High School to the halls of Congress and President Obama's cabinet is a story that begins with the family who raised them, in particular, their mother and grandmother. Julian Castro talked about them in 2012 when he gave the keynote speech at the National Democratic Convention.
My brother Joaquin and I grew up with my mother, Rosie, and my grandmother, Victoria. My grandmother was an orphan. As a young girl, she had to leave her home in Mexico and move to San Antonio, where some relatives had agreed to take her in. She never made it past the fourth grade. She had to drop out and start working to help her family.
Joaquin, now a congressman, says his mother's life in that household led to the political activism he grew up with.
My parents were together until I was eight, and they were both involved in the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement. In fact, that's how they met. Their childhood was spent in an era in Texas where you still had segregation, for example, of both African-Americans and Hispanics. I think that really inspired them to get active in the 1960s and 70s and try to change the world that they'd grown up in.
For the Castro brothers, change and opportunity came with education. Degrees at Stanford, then Harvard Law School. A return to San Antonio where they practiced law. At age 26, Julian became the youngest member to ever serve on the city council. Then he became the youngest mayor of a major American city. After he led a voter referendum to expand access to pre-kindergarten in San Antonio, President Obama tapped Julian Castro as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Brother Joaquin, meanwhile, had been elected to the Texas legislature, where he focused on improving public education. 3 years ago, he succeeded retiring Congressman Charlie Gonzalez, who sees the brothers as political superstars.
Two handsome young Latinos, Stanford, Harvard, married to wonderful partners with wonderful children. This stuff is like Hollywood casting almost.
But Gonzalez believes their attraction and abilities transcend hype and community pride.
I don't believe that they view themselves as purely and simply and restricted as Latino leaders. These are public policy individuals.
Same colleges, same professions, similar career paths. Joaquin Castro says he and his twin are close.
Yeah, we shared a room growing up for 17 years until we went to college. And then after that, I said I wouldn't share a room with him again. Yeah, but we talk just about every day. It's unusual if we don't talk.
And at age 41, both seem to have their eyes set on higher office. For the congressman, it might be the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I'll take a look at the opportunities there.
Could you see yourself running against Senator Cruz if he runs again? And he says he's going to.
I think somebody very strong should run against Ted Cruz because I don't think he represents the best values of Texas.
For the HUD secretary right now, it's vice president. He's among those mentioned as a running mate for Hillary Clinton.
He's very prepared. He did more in a week as mayor than most members of Congress do in 6 months.
Just the idea that one of their own would be considered White House material is exciting for Democrats trying to rebuild in Texas, and for retired chemistry teacher Carita Thomas, who follows the careers of both.
They never forgot where they came from. The boys always come back and they visited Thomas Jefferson High School. So you actually had a living model that the kids could actually look at.
Thomas's only disappointment is that neither Castro brother became a scientist. But they are political scientists, and she says that's close enough. This is Shelley Koffler for Fronteras.